This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. Well, here's one thing you don't want to forget. If you are lucky enough to win on a game show or the lottery or any other random windfall, Uncle Sam will take his pound of flesh. Game show prizes in any form are taxable, but the specifics, well, they can get a little complicated. So we asked tax specialist Luis Barajas to join us again. He is a certified public accountant and financial planner based here in Los Angeles. Welcome back.
Well, it's my pleasure to be back.
So does this, I wonder, perhaps come as a surprise sometimes to people that, yeah, you got to pay taxes even on winnings from a game show?
Not only winnings, when you win something that's tangible where there's no cash available to pay the taxes, that's even worse, right?
Right, right. So you get a car, you get a house, and
washing machine, dryer,
yeah,
right?
And you got to pay tax on that, and cash.
And on the fair market value. And so what's going to happen at the end of the year, they're going to send you a 1099, and you say, what do I do with this? You take it to your tax preparer, and then all of a sudden they say, you owe about a third of the value of that car. So if you're talking about a $25,000 car, you're owing about $8,000.
Jeepers. So is there a special dollar amount that you have to, I mean, is this like a windfall or is it just taxed like regular money?
No, it's just like receiving cash. It's like you earned the money, so you're going to have to pay at your ordinary income tax rate. So the very first thing I always tell somebody, you've won something, go to your tax preparer or go to your TurboTax software, whatever you did your tax return, and do a tax projection and see how much money you're really going to owe and how much you're going to have to send into the IRS.
So that you can start saving.
Absolutely.
What if you win something in December? I guess you don't have very much time to save your money.
You don't. And here's what people need to know. It's not when you win it. It's when you receive the prize, actually. So a lot of times you win the car in December, but you don't actually receive it until February or March.
So then you have a whole year to figure out
you
how
have
you're going to pay.
Year. So what people do is they'll either sell their old car and get the money to pay off the tax.
Uh-huh.
Or what some people do is they'll actually end up selling the car and actually paying the taxes with it, but keeping the difference in their pocket.
Wow.
Now, here's another thing that you have to understand is what they'll show you on television is not basically the same value, the fair market value. It's the retail value. So a car that you win may be, they'll say, retail value $30,000. But in reality, if you were to go out and buy it, the fair market value may be $26,000. And you're only going to pay taxes on that fair market value.
But how do you determine that?
Well, you can actually go online. Now it's real simple.
Are you supposed to do that?
You're supposed to do that. You're going to take a look at if you want to save taxes. If not, go ahead and pay on the whole amount. So, you know, depends on what you want to do.
I guess the research would be worth it in that case. I think the most famous example of this, at least recently, was Richard Hatch, you know, the first winner of Survivor, who ended up going to jail because he didn't pay taxes.
Absolutely. And you know what? He said, I'll go to jail. I don't have the money to pay the taxes.
But how do you not have the money to pay the taxes if you won $1 million?
Well, you know, he spent it just like most people do. Now, there are limits, actually. For example, if you won money at the horse track, if you win less than $600, you don't have to report it.
Oh.
If you win over $1,200 at the slot machines, you must report it. But if it's less than $1,200 at the slot machines, if you're in Vegas or here in, I don't know, the casinos, you don't have to report it.
That's a really random amount of money.
Is. Okay, check this out. If you're a poker player, now, you know, a lot of people are poker players.
Uh-huh.
If you win over $5,000 in poker, you must report it. But if you don't win over $5,000, you don't have to report it.
You can win $5,000 in poker tax-free?
Yeah, technically you're supposed to report it, but what happens, you're not given a 1099 or the W-2G, right, for gambling winnings.
Oh, so you're just supposed to be a good citizen.
You're supposed to be a good citizen. Right. But most people don't, you know.
What about, you will often hear with these multi-state lotteries that several people win in on a pool. So you end up having to divvy up $100 million with 10 people. Do they have to do the math then themselves and show that they got $10 million each?
Absolutely. It's real simple. You know, they'll issue either different 1099s or they'll just have to issue one and then they'll just divvy it up. But that's just how it's done. It's no big deal.
It's no big deal.
No, because, you know, what's going to happen at that point, if you want that much money, you can afford a CPA, right?
Right.
So at that point, I'm sure you can afford attorneys, CPAs, anybody you want. A masseuse to relieve the stress. Right?
Right. Have you ever won anything where you had to report it on taxes?
You know, I'm the unluckiest person. You know who the luckiest person is? It's my wife.
Everywhere
we go, I do little speaking engagements at certain events, and then my wife will sign up when they have those booths right by those different sponsors. We've won televisions.
You're kidding.
We've won computers. And tests.
And you had to pay taxes.
And I've had to report it. Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much.
Luis Barajas, thanks so much for coming in.
It's always fun. A pleasure, Tess. Thank you.